Book 6, The Crystal Cat Skull.
The Prelude.
Far back in the annals of time, before time had today's meaning or tomorrow's perspective, an advanced civilization left a gift to the future.
Uncovered by a paraplegic kitten under Cupcake's care, the crystal cat skull emits a wondrous energy that affects cats, both young.
What has she got? She's rolling and jumping around with it like any healthy four-pawed kitten.
And old.
The oldsters were sitting around in a dimly lit room looking glum.
Their dull auras clinging like smoke to their bodies.
She lifted the crystal cat skull out of the bag, bathing everyone in the warm light. Banjo started playing.
The gang was up on their paws, hugging each other and letting their hair down, doing a geriatric jitterbug like teenage twinkle toes.
And the colors around them were changing. One had
a violet-blue halo around his entire body.
Another,
a rosy pink glow around hers.
And they never seemed to tire.
What a party!
The powerful magic of the crystal skull not only heals, it also serves as a multi-dimensional taxi service.
Suddenly, they found themselves floating in the center of a ball of light that leapt off the patio to fly into the sky like a jet copter. But this jet didn't have a joystick.
Where's the steering wheel? Who's gonna steer it?
They were enjoying their excursion when a strange notion suddenly occurred to Cupcake as she peered into the vastness above her.
Cookie, I just had a crazy thought. Maybe there's other worlds out there, like ours.
Well, maybe they're populated by giant mice who keep cats for pets. Or maybe they use our eyes for marbles.
You're being silly.
Suddenly, the crystal skull light went out, and they were falling.
Cookie, use the brake!
There is no brake!
Will Cookie and Cupcake learn to steer? And what is the magician up to? Jungle panthers, gold mines, island volcanoes, and more await them as Book 6, The Crystal Cat Skull, unfolds.